Blog Talk Radio.
Host Merle Exit. Oh, it's a hot time in the city here in New York City. It's hot for days. It's going to be a couple of more days. But fortunately, I'm in a room where there's some air. Well, today's show, and we got a special inspirational show. I have a quote. Experience tells you what to do. Confidence allows you to do it. But real strength is being knocked down and having the determination to get back up and keep on going. Never give up. Play strong. Hit them hard. Good luck. Go Sharks. I believe in you. Love you lots. Sign Mom. Well, New York Sharks linebacker Amy Deal, number 59, received the above note from her mother Julia yesterday. And her mother, Julia, is known as Indiana Mom. The note was placed in her shoe and carried around during the playoff game against the Boston Militia. Now, I don't believe she's the only team player wearing the note in the shoe, as they are copied and given to her teammates. So we've got Amy Deal and her mom, Julia Rubenstein, to tell us what this is all about. But first, a word from our sponsor.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Oh, yes, and you can get these wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. And now, I believe we've got... Okay, opening the mics for the both of them. Hi, Amy. Hi, Mom.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, this was very interesting story that I heard. First of all, I know it's okay, Amy. I know I watched the game streaming last night, so we're not going to get into that. But it's the whole thing about the notes. So, Julia, when did this all start?
Oh, goodness. It started when Amy started running cross country, I believe, in sixth grade. And at that time, I was a single mom, and I would get the girls ready to go off to school, and then I would get off work and rush as fast as I could to whatever meet or game or whatever she was involved in. So I didn't get to talk to her, you know, right before she would have to go out and compete. So one morning I decided, yeah, I'm just going to write her a note, and I stuck it in her shoe, put her shoe in her duffel bag and sent her off so that when she would be getting her uniform on, she would find the note and know that I was thinking about her and wishing her good luck. So it's been going on for a long time.
By the way, Amy, what happened the first time you found this little piece of paper in a shoe?
Well, I was surprised. You know, we were
yeah, we were living in our little house in Topeka, just me, Mom, and Aaron. And, you know, so Mom was always hustling around in the morning. She was always really energetic in the mornings, too, you know, bouncing around with music and getting us ready and around. And, you know, you're in a rush and we get to school, and you know, I get there the first time, and, you know, I'm opening up my shoe, and I'm like, what is in my shoe? And you open it up, and there's this cute little note from Mom. And I don't remember exact. I was really young. Goodness, must have been 23 years, no, about 20 years ago or so, as these first, you know, these notes first started showing up. And, yeah, I mean, now you just, they're there. You know they're going to be there, so.
I don't suppose you've kept them all, have you?
Not all of them, but I have a good portion of them.
Oh, good. Well, we'll get to that later. So tell me, Julia, so what, and then have this continue. I mean, what,
Well, I continued it with Amy, and I continued it when her sister started participating in things, and just over the years, it just, you know, sometimes they were just short and quick. If I knew who they were going to be competing against or running against or whatever, I'd kind of try and make the note towards that particular team. But otherwise, sometimes it was just, you know, run hard and I love you and good luck and I'll see you after the game, and just kind of like that. And then I didn't realize that the girls were keeping these until Amy was graduating, and suddenly out comes a shoebox with all of these notes in it that she had saved over the years, and she was putting together a scrapbook, you know, to have out for her graduation open house. And so there were several of the notes that were kept in that. And then she went off to college, and I don't remember if I sent them to her in college when she was playing rugby. I think I probably did.
Yeah.
And then she moved to Los Angeles. And when I found out that she was playing football, she called and said she was going to play football for the Los Angeles Amazons. I thought, okay, here come the notes again, because I couldn't hardly stand it that I didn't get to be there for all the meets. So these have been going on for a long time.
Well, what's so then, Amy, is this the second season you're playing for the Sharks?
This is my first season with the Sharks.
Oh, your first
season.
Yeah,
I started playing for the Amazons in 2005.
Uh-huh.
So I played with them for 5 seasons. I made the USA team and played for them.
You made the USA team?
Yeah, the USA women's national team. The one, there were about 5 other
Sharks
that were on it.
Oh, the one, the international tournament.
Yes.
Oh, so you came home with the gold, too, huh?
Yes, ma'am. And I played for the San Diego Surge last year, and moved out here to New York, and this is my first season with the Sharks.
Wow! So now, I guess now that the notes came out, like, what's been happening? I understand you make copies for the team.
Well, what happened was, in Los Angeles, a couple of my friends, like, they would see the notes, and, you know, especially some of them, like one I just posted on Facebook yesterday, are extremely fitting for whatever situation, and, you know, they're labeled teams number 1 through 8. So you don't always get to, you know, so Mom, I don't know if Mom really knows who we're playing each game, you know, when she lays them out initially. I don't even know if the schedule's out, but, you know, everything's out there, and my teammates started seeing them, and they're like, oh, they're like, those are so cute. I would love shoe notes. And a lot of us live really far away from our families, or, you know, I have several women that I played with who had lost their mothers or lost their fathers, you know, lost parents, and so they always thought it was a really cute thing. So as they came, they would come back in the summer and visit Mom with me, and so Mom would start sending notes for them as well. And then she would come and see one game every year, and she bakes cookies and brings them, you know, brings like a 10 or 12 dozen cookies for the entire team. And everybody falls in love with her. And so the whole team, you know, really, they want to be involved, and they really enjoy it. And so when it comes to big games or playoffs, things like that, Mom will either hand write out 30 or 40 of them, or, you know, with playoffs, you know, the short amount of time in between, the amount of time that you're notified and when you're playing your next game, you know, you've only got a week. And I live 1,000 miles away. So, like yesterday, she hand wrote them, scanned them, and emailed them to me. And so I went to the hotel lobby here in the business center and printed them out and cut them up and gave them to the team.
And do you think all the players put them in their shoe?
A lot of the girls, they'll put them in their shoe. They'll put them in with their football gear. You've got lots of space. So they'll put them in, like, where they're in the sleeve where their thigh pad is. They'll put it in their
right.
Under Armour. They'll put it in their bra. Like, a lot of the women keep it on their person. Not all of them. I don't think I ever have. My sister used to keep them in her shoe, but I've never kept them on my person. I always put them back. I had a pile of them, I remember, in one of my shoe bags where I could take them and just put them back in the bag.
Okay. So, now, do you have, by the way, like you said, they're numbered 1 to 8. You have one for each of the 8 games this season, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, there were 10 in total.
Would you be able to, like, if I said, which do you have for game 1, game 2, et cetera?
They're in the car with my football gear, but, yeah, they're there. I gave the ones, I believe all the ones that I sent to you, that I sent in the email to you, are all ones from this season.
No, I'm saying, do you know, like, which one was for game 1, which one was game 2, et cetera? The reason I'm asking is when I start doing the writing, I want to, like, pair it with the particular game. This was game 1 when blah, 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 blah.
I can remember most of them. I can remember most of them because,
okay.
Like, even for this year, I know which one is for game because it's, you know, it says in the note, this, you know, is a new season, a new team. I know you're going to do well, you know, that you're starting another team and a new journey. And so I know which ones that most of them go with, but they're labeled
okay.
in an envelope when they get sent to me, because there's a stack of them for one for myself, one for Karen, one for Pringle, one for Pickett, one for each of the girls. And so your name is labeled individually on the note inside the envelope. So I just open up an envelope for each game.
So would the actual note actually say the name of the player?
Yes. There's a handful, like I said, there's a handful of girls that she personally writes notes for every single game. And like I said, there's a lot of the girls, people whose parents, you know, weren't so involved, or they don't have their parents still. And so, you know, and the girls that I've become close with, or my mother has become close with over the years, just for various reasons.
That is so cool. Boy, Mom, you're really inspirational to these people.
Well, thank you. I think sports are wonderful things for kids to be involved in and adults, and not just from a health standpoint, but, you know, it's an activity that a lot of people can share. And my thoughts when the kids were growing up was, you know, what a better thing for them to be involved in. I knew where they were. They were involved in something healthy. They were being supervised. I didn't have to worry about them. And especially when Amy was teaching in Los Angeles, she was coaching. And so many of the kids that she coached just did not have any parental support. And I was amazed when I would go visit, you know, how these girls would just, you know, well, they absolutely adored her, but, you know, they just didn't have any parental support. And I remember being out there for a basketball game and writing notes out for all of her basketball girls. And
yeah, for my players, for everybody.
Yeah. So.
Wow. So, by the way, which game did you come? Did you come to one of the games this season?
I did. I was at the very first home game. Andrea even called me out in the field to do the coin toss. And
oh,
so
that was you.
That was me. Yeah, so we met. We actually met that day.
Oh, okay. Now I remember. Oh, that's right. It was the first home game. Right. By the way, I don't know if you ever noticed this particular pattern. When I'm there, they win. Only when I show up. But I couldn't go to all the games. I wouldn't travel. But Is that the first time you did a coin toss?
That's the first time I've done a coin toss, yes.
You must have been so proud, huh?
I was very proud.
Next time we'll make you sing the Star Spangled Banner. How about that?
Well, I don't know about that. Don't know how good of a singer I am.
By the way, you've missed it, Amy. I've gotten stuck a number of times singing the Star Spangled Banner. Especially when I get a call at 11:30, when Crystal calls me at 11:30 at night, I know exactly what she's going to ask. But let me go back to this. Now, what type of work do you do? Are you a writer or anything like that?
I'm a paralegal.
You're a paralegal. Oh, so you have to write.
I have to write. But I always, it's funny because growing up, that's what I wanted to be, was to be a writer. And, you know, I would write short stories and things like that. But you get busy and you're raising kids on your own and there just wasn't as much time for that as I thought there would be over the years.
So what's stopping you now?
Well, that's true. That's a very good question. Now my hubby and I are just actually this very moment, we're sitting out on the boat in the middle of the lake and just kind of enjoying the sunshine. And
This would make a great book.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't you think so, Amy?
I agree.
I'm going to take advantage and write some articles, but I think this would make a fabulous book. And by the way, Julia, I think it was maybe 3-4 years ago, because everybody was always saying to me, Merle, you need to write a book. You need to write, because I have a crazy, crazy life. I know, Amy, you don't know me, so you don't realize I'm also a comedian. So what happened is I just sat down and said that, and then 6 months later I had it published. And it was just like all the things, the funny things in my life. But I'm sure I'm older than you, Julia, and I did this. So, you know, it's never too late. And this one is good.
Well, maybe I'll start working on something. You can be my editor.
I would definitely collaborate with you to do this.
Okay.
By all means. Because one of the things I want to go after is also, Amy, that I want to have, I'm going to be asking, like, your teammates what their reaction and what it means and what it, you know, what it meant, I have to say, meant to them.
Yes.
We know. It's okay. Listen, I have to tell Amy, I have to really tell you. I have to, when the season started, I was going, oh, God, they stink this year. I mean, I was hearing things with the first game and going, oh, my God. I can't believe they wind up in the playoffs. They wind up in the playoffs. What luck! I mean, you didn't stink.
No,
nope.
I know, right?
No.
Nope.
And I mean, like, I kept on thinking, like, you know, I was cursing out the coaches at times. Why did you do that? Why'd you do that? But it was good. And by the way, I was talking with Andrea, and Andrea said that she absolutely loves the camaraderie of this team of this season. Is that what's really about it?
Oh, absolutely. We were, you know, even last night, we definitely, you know, all of us, it didn't matter how much time was left on the clock or what point it was, we, you know, we signed on to play from start to finish, from whistle to whistle, and you know, every single one of us was like, you know, we don't care. We're not giving up. We're going to play as hard as we can every single down until the game is finished. And whatever happens, and you know, at the end of it, we've just got to know that we did everything we could, and if it didn't go our way, it didn't go our way. And everyone just really stuck together. afterwards, you know, we all just came back to the hotel and hung out. We ended up sitting out here in the lobby for hours, just hanging out and chatting, and a bunch of us were sitting out here by the pool right now.
Oh, so you guys are still there?
Yeah, well, you get so beat up after a football game that driving home right after is just not an enticing nor safe thing in most cases. We're so tired and so beat up that, you know, driving 3-4 hours home from Boston is not, you know, it's not a great option.
Oh, you didn't rent a bus then, huh?
No.
Oh, okay. So how many players are hanging out?
Just now there are about 10 of us out there. But checkout's here at around noon or 1 o'clock, so everyone's starting to go back and get together.
Oh, okay. So back to Mom. What about when you had to come up with the ideas? Did you have, did I say this one before or anything like that? Or?
Yeah. Sometimes I would think, oh, my gosh, have I already done this? Some, you know, I don't want to repeat myself if I don't have to, so I would try and kind of adapt things a little bit if I could. So, but hopefully I didn't repeat myself. I should have kept track maybe of what I did over the years, but most of the time was just from the heart. A lot of times I would just get on some motivational sites and try and get some ideas for things and kind of adapt them a little bit, so... trying to make them as original as I could.
What was your reaction when Amy decided she was going to play tackle football?
Oh, my gosh. Actually, it wasn't as scary as when she told me she was playing rugby in college because, you know, at least now she was wearing pads and a helmet. So it didn't surprise me. She's always, you know, been very competitive and... She likes to get out there and make contact and so it didn't surprise me a whole lot, and I was very pleased that she was able to find, you know,
yeah,
a group of really good women and from all walks of life just to, you know, even to create a base of friends to hang out with. So, you know, being so far away, both in Los Angeles and New York, it's nice to know that she has, you know, people there to count on, which doesn't have family close by.
So was I guess the first game you went to was, did you go out to Los Angeles?
Yep, I've seen several in Los Angeles. I went to San Diego last year. The San Diego Surge made the championship game, Super Bowl game last year in Dallas. And so my husband has family there, so we flew to Dallas and took a whole contingent to be a cheering crew for them. And unfortunately, they lost in the playoff game to Boston. But so Amy's had her tangle with the Boston team before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's always been fun to watch.
What did you think about the international game?
Oh, that was incredible. I was so proud of her and so proud of all of the girls that made that team. And we were able to watch it. You know, they did the live streaming, so we were able to watch the games on the Internet. And I just think that was wonderful, and I wish they would have gotten more recognition nationwide from that. Yeah, they did an incredible job.
Yeah, I know. I was quite upset, you know, like, when they came back, and I'm thinking, I can do so much in terms of my writing. I'm thinking,
sure,
well, people have to do, I'm sure this is going to get a lot of media attention, and it didn't. And I went absolutely crazy with it because I said, I have to do something. I'm sorry, Amy, that you weren't with the Sharks at the time.
It's okay.
Because what I wound up doing is I got the five players honored at City Hall, and I had a proclamation given to them. And then I took photo, and the photo has been sent to, I have an exhibit at a museum. So this is added to the exhibit. of the Sharks. And actually all the teams probably should have gone after the type of thing that I did to get, you know, recognition. I even did this, got letters from, you know, the governor and everybody to recognize, you know, that they won the gold. Let them know, you know. But what can you do? I don't know how, but now, like, Amy, how do you feel about, or how important is it to you? I'm just curious. If, let's say, a football was signed, that I said, okay, team, sign this football, and I'm going to put it in the archives of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Well, that would be great.
I mean, would you feel that it's something that you could, for years, you know, in years you could say, oh, I have something, my signature is there?
Yeah, it would be amazing. You know, they're all of us, every single one of us, we actually have a giant Team USA email list, and we all, at every opportunity we can to get together, we get together. And most of us are booked, even though our teams aren't going to the championships. Almost at least half the team is already booked to go to Pittsburgh for the championship because it's an opportunity for us to meet up together again.
Yeah, I think those Team USA girls got really, really close in the few weeks that they were together. I think it seems to me like they just really made some really close bonds.
Yeah, some even closer than others.
Yes.
So what do you think, Amy, what do you think about, or are you thinking about next season already, or you just think, that's over, let's, you know, it's the summer, and I'll worry about this when the time comes?
No, we already are. There's, you know, there's a couple of girls who are trying to arrange some things for off-season, just for work on different things. There's, you know, any of us who live near each other are already planning, you know, getting together for workouts and, you know, those sort of things.
Are you going to I understand a lot of times that the players play flag football off season. Are you going to – is that something that you would participate in?
A lot of the girls play flag. It's never something that I've done. I'm not crazy interested in it. I'm a linebacker, and all I do is hit people. You don't get to hit people in flag.
Right.
So it's not really – yeah, it's just not, and I'm not near as fast as, you know, some of those little birds, those little skinny girls. I, you know, so.
Yeah. Do you realize, by the way, do you realize that Dana is playing flag?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She invited us out to a couple of her games.
Yeah, I mean, you're never too old to play football. That's one thing I've noticed. I don't know even who was the old. I think Green was the old. Lori Green, I think, was the player.
Yeah, LG.
Who played like the oldest.
Yeah, she was actually, she's still here. She came out for the game this weekend.
She did play this season?
No, she didn't play, but she came out for the game last night.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, she's
about. Yeah, because I saw her at the last home game.
Yeah, she was at several of the home games.
Yeah, isn't that cool? You get the old players, and it's funny how, like, you know, from like 10 years ago, we all aged. But, So what I'm going to ask you, Julia, is what did you do in regards to, the international game? Did you send notes for that one too?
Oh, absolutely. I sent Amy notes. I don't remember if I sent a couple extra ones along. I think once she got down to training camp and started making friends down there, she said, oh, I'm going to need some extras. So I think some extras got sent along there. So yeah, there were some that went along to Team USA as well.
Well, that's great to hear. Maybe that's why they won. Nah, they won because they're good.
They won because they were really good.
Yeah. Now, you know, that's the interesting thing about it is, you know, they're taking 45 of their best players that can afford to go, not 45 of their best players.
Right. And, well, and from all over the country. So, you know, you think about those girls who just had a couple weeks practicing together as opposed to the teams from, you know, the other countries that were together or that played together year-round and made a huge, huge impact. So our girls did a great job.
I guess if you could, you would have gone, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that
wasn't in the cards for that one, but, yes, I would have loved to have been there.
Okay. Well, okay. But you got to see it. And as you watched it, you could see Amy playing. Did you? Were you able to record it?
We weren't able to record it. That you could. We just checked when the times that the games were going to be, and they streamed them live. So we just made sure we were close to computers so we could watch them.
Great. They're going to have another one, I believe, next year? Is that it, Amy?
Yeah, I believe summer of next year.
The summer of next year. Now, that'll be interesting and will that be out? Where will that be? Did they say?
Guys, do you know where they said that Team USA was going to be for next year? The international one?
I thought it was going to be Brazil, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Say hi to them for me, by the way. Amy?
Oh, Lois is Lily. They all said hi. We're all packing our clothes up in the hotel room.
So, well, I hope that you get to play in it, in the international game again. I'll certainly be rooting, you know, for anybody, you know, who comes from the Sharks, needless to say. So, Mom, I guess you're going to be taking a break with notes, right, for a while?
Yep, till next season.
Okay, we'll certainly, we'll expect it.
Okay.
So, okay, Amy, just kind of, you know, put out to the team that I'm going to be getting in touch with players, the players who, you know, who have got notes.
Okay.
And ask them, maybe they can email me or something, because I would really love to, you know, they don't have to come on the radio if they don't want. I'll interview them. I'll call them on the telephone.
Okay.
Or go by email or something like that. But
I'll be anxious to see the article when it's finished, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm pushing it for this coming Thursday.
Okay.
And as I said, if you can get any of the players to get in touch with me, I would just love to add to that in the article, or I may make this a series. I'm not sure. Okay. Well, okay, Amy, it's time for you to go. Pack up, come home. And Julia, I appreciate all that you're doing for the team and all that you've done to be inspirational. I have things up my sleeve. That's all I can say.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate everything you've done for the team and for the girls over the years.
So have a great day. Get
thank
home
you.
Safely,
you.
Amy.
We will.
And say hello to the rest of your teammates there when the next time you get together. I guess I'll see you guys at the end of the season party.
Yeah, definitely.
Wherever that is.
Yeah,
whenever that is. Okay. Take care, everybody.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, wasn't that really, really great? That was so great. Well, yes, and I will be publishing it. So, in the meantime, I'm going to end this show early, And so I want everybody to have a great day. I don't know what I'm doing next. Got to find my ending thing here. I'll do something probably next week. And you know, be sure to see the article coming out regarding Amy Deal, an Indiana mom. So stay cool, everybody who needs to, I don't know if anybody is in any kind of cold area. Oh, yes, right. I forgot this is internet. You could be listening in another country and you're going, hot, it's cold here. Well, take care, everybody.